Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
No Room at the Table.
Another cup of tea, Susan?
All right, Mother, but I mustn't be late for the office. We're always very busy on Fridays.
I'd like a bit more toast, Pat, if there's any going.
I'll make some more while I'm doing Jimmy's breakfast.
Where is the Sleeping Beauty? Isn't he down yet?
Hope that he isn't up yet. Never mind down.
He must have got up. I heard him moving about after I called him.
You mean you heard him lying in bed banging his slipper on the floor?
If he doesn't hurry up, I'll be banging my slipper on his behind. You'll be late for school.
I'll give him a shout, Father.
Jimmy! Jimmy! Hurry up, my friend. If you don't hurry up, you'll miss the school bus. Now, so what? I'm going to be still on your roller skate.
Well, go on, Susan. What's this you were saying about your new job at the office?
Well, I haven't got it yet, but I might be made Mr. Mortimer's private secretary.
Is that so? Well, I hope it comes off, my dear. You've worked hard for it.
Thanks, Grandad. But the other piece of news is that there might be a job at our place for you.
For me? Oh, but I'm retired, Susan.
I know, but that doesn't matter.
Jimmy, if you don't hurry up, you'll be having a cold fried egg and some burnt bacon.
Why, is our Susan cooking it?
She'll be cooking your goose if you don't hurry up.
As I was saying, Grandad, the job would suit you. You see, now the staff are all on a 5-day week. They need someone there on Saturday mornings to take phone messages, receive goods, things like that.
Oh, it's just Saturday mornings. Oh, well, that would suit me fine. Well, I have to go and see Mr. Mortimer.
Well, Mother had a good idea. Invite him to lunch here tomorrow, so we can all talk it over.
Ah, that is a good idea.
Here's your toast, Father, and Jimmy's breakfast. Oh, look at the time. I'll call him again.
This is ridiculous. I'll call him Pat.
Jimmy! Jimmy, it's nearly 9 o'clock. Do you want any breakfast or not?
Could I have bacon, bangers and baked beans, please, waiter?
Do you want a good spanking?
No, thanks. Just bacon, bangers and baked beans.
Look, funny boy, if you're not down here in 5 seconds, I'll eat your breakfast myself.
Morning, Mum. Don't bother to put me cornflakes out. Just pour the milk in the packet. I'll eat them on the bus.
Mother, do we have to suffer his jokes at breakfast time as well?
Who said that? Oh, look, it's a young girl with an old man's face.
That'll do. We don't want to hear your funny remarks. Sit down and eat your breakfast. Go on.
Right, Mum. Oh, you've done me some sausage like I wanted. I like bangers. We never get bangers as shoes here. And I like them.
Don't speak while you're eating.
I'm not speaking while I'm eating.
What?
I said I'm not speaking while I'm eating. I'm eating while I'm speaking.
Oh, you've got an answer for everything.
Well, I hope he'll keep quiet at lunch tomorrow. And I hope he doesn't show us up with his eating. Look at him. If Mr. Mortimer were here now, he'd think he was in a pigsty.
He wouldn't if you'd stop your grunting. Anyway, who's Mr. Blinking Mortimer?
He's Susan's boss at the office.
Oh, of course. Sister dear, isn't he the bloke who sits you on his lap on cold days to keep his knees warm?
Look, we shan't tell you again. You've got far too much to say for yourself. Now, when Mr. Mortimer comes here for lunch tomorrow, you'll behave yourself.
Yes, we're not having you spoiling Susan's chances of a better job. Susan's hoping to become Mr. Mortimer's private secretary.
Well, she's sure to get the job. She's dead right for him.
What do you mean?
He's a twit as well.
Mother, I'll hit him in a minute.
Well, it's true. I answered the phone when he rang once for you. He talks daft, Grandad.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, keeps saying wise when he's talking.
Wise?
Yeah, and I don't mean so materially.
Yeah, he uses big words and adds wise on the end. I wish to consult Miss Clitheroe. Work-wise. It's about the office door key, security-wise. Everything's wise, except him. He's stupid.
Now, that'll do. Mr. Mortimer's the sales manager, isn't he, Susan?
Yes, and he certainly knows his job as well.
You what? He sounded a right twit. I'll bet he couldn't sell a glass of water to a thirsty camel.
Look, he's very clever. The firm's always sending him abroad to visit the branch offices.
Oh, I see.
Hey, if you become his secretary,
will you have to go with him?
More than likely.
Oh, smashing. Is there a branch in China?
Now, look here, my lad. Don't you go upsetting Mr. Mortimer when he comes here tomorrow. He's talking of giving me a job as well.
Get away. You couldn't sit on his knee, you're too heavy.
Now, don't be silly. I want that job, so you keep your mouth shut when he comes.
Look, if you're so hard up for a job, I'll get you one tonight when I go to the pictures.
You're going to the pictures? I thought you'd got no money.
I haven't, but I've got plenty of friends who have. I'll get you a job at the Flick, Grandad. Outside at the front. Seats upstairs at 6 and 6. Seats downstairs at 4 and 6. Free seats for little lads when smuggled in by their granddads. A book at school about a king who nobody liked, and when he had anybody visiting him, he always had the food tasted to make sure it wasn't poisoned.
Well, what about it?
Well, hadn't I better taste the cream cakes before Mr. Mortimer comes?
Well, I've got it, Pat. Some ginger ale and a wee half bottle of scotch.
Yeah, well, pour me some. After half an hour with our Jimmy, I need it.
Oh, there you are, my lad. I want a word with you.
Is it a rude one?
Now, that'll do. Just noticed my tin of black paint stood out on the garden path, no lid on it, and full to the brim with rainwater.
Oh, heck.
Jimmy, have you been using your granddad's paint?
It wasn't me, Mum. It was for Alfie.
You mean Alfie used the paint?
Well, no, but it was his crash helmet. I painted the skull and crossbones on it.
You painted a skull and crossbones on Alfie's crash helmet?
Yes, but it wasn't meant to be a skull. Started out as a painting of our Susan.
Don't you be cheeky. And don't touch my paint again.
Mother, I'm sure my watch must be fast. What time is it?
Well, it's turned 11:15.
Oh, no. Alfie Hall is an idiot sometimes.
Why, what's he done now, Susan?
He was supposed to be going with me to Frieda Bamford's hairdresser's on his bike at 10:30 for a shampoo and set. Well, why isn't he here?
Perhaps his mum's given him a shampoo and set.
Shut up, you. They're booked up all morning, so I can't change my appointment. Oh, and I did want my hair to look nice for Mr. Mortimer.
Well, don't panic. We'll make it look nice for you. Grandad, stick the poker in the fire.
For the last time, don't have so much to say for yourself. Go and answer that door.
Oh, all right, Mum. I'm going.
Well, that settles it. I'll just have to try and fix my hair myself. Oh, Alfie is a fool.
Hello, Jimmy. It's me. Can I come in?
Yes, come in, Alfie. I feel like a good laugh.
Oh, good. Take belt up. Oh, honestly, you know, I'm going daft.
Well, don't stop. It suits you.
Say, shut up. Yeah, hello, Mr. Sinclair, Mrs. Clitheroe, Susan.
Hello, Mr. Hall. To what do we owe the honour of this visit?
You bet. Oh, I've just been to the barber's. But when I got there, he said I was only there 5 days ago for a short back and sides, but seeing as I called and he gave me a quick trim for 2 bob and flogged me 10 razor blades, and I only remember when I got outside the shop, I've got an electric razor, I'm crackers.
You certainly are. I mean, you went to the barber's again today, Alfie. Twice in 5 days.
Well, yeah, look, I'd written it in my diary for today. Hairdressers, 10:30.
That was for me, Alfie.
You what? Well, Susan, you don't go to my barber's.
No, Alfie, she gets her razor blades from Frieda Bamford's, doesn't she?
Yeah, no, she gets a short back and sides there. I mean, a shampoo and sides. I mean, set. Oh, right, trust me to get it wrong in my diary.
Well, never mind.
Come and sit down, Mrs. Dale.
Yeah, I've got another daft thing in me.
Just shut your face.
That's a funny thing to write in your diary.
Why, Jimmy? What is it, Alfie?
Well, look, I've written meet boss, 1 p.m, but I haven't written where. I rang his house, but his wife says he's gone to Lancaster fishing. I wonder if I should have gone with him.
Well, you can't go fishing without a worm, can you?
Alfie, I told you to write that in your diary. You're meeting my boss, Mr. Mortimer, here for lunch at 1 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
I remember now. You promised to dress up and make yourself look smart. But that's why I wrote suit for you in my diary.
Yes, you took it to be cleaned and pressed, and you had to collect it this morning.
Oh, yes, I better go and get it right away. But I thought I'd attended to it. Oh, my dad'll be mad.
Why, what have you done?
Well, when I read suit, I couldn't read my writing, and I thought it was S-double-O-T, and I've gone and phoned for the chimney sweep. Yeah, he'll be on his way now, and we don't want the chimney sweeping. There'll be nothing for him to do.
Look, Alfie, you'd better be on your way and get changed if you're going to be back here for 1 o'clock.
Yeah, but first I must tell Susan the message I've got for her. I thought of it yesterday and I said I must tell Susan that tomorrow. I didn't say it out loud, I was the only one there, and anyway I already knew what I was going to say.
Right, Alfie, you've already managed to ruin my morning for me. What is the message?
I remember now. I can't run you to the hairdresser's. My bike's at the garage getting the damage mended. My light's broken.
And you knew that last night? Oh, why didn't you phone me and let me know?
Well, I knew I'd be seeing you this morning when I called for you to run you round to the hair. Run you round to the... I've done it again.
Alfie, there is one job the chimney sweep can do while he's at your house.
What's that?
Sweep the cobwebs out of your nuts.
Mr. Mortimer.
Oh, thank you, Miss Clitheroe. Most delighted to be here. I hope I'm not a little tardy in my arrival appointment-wise.
Not at all. This is Mother.
How do you do, Mr. Mortimer?
Delighted to make your acquaintance. Now, were I in my facetious mood, I'd probably ask who this other lady is. But, of course, it must be your grandfather in his kilt.
Nice to see you, Mr. Mortimer.
And you, sir. I hope to see a lot more of you employment-wise. I hope you didn't mind my little joke just now, Scottish-wise.
Oh, no, he didn't. Because if he had, you'd have got clouted. Claymore-wise.
This is my son, Mr. Mortimer.
No, ma'am, my name's Jimmy Clitheroe. Remember?
Miss Clitheroe, I see your little brother is quite with it, comedy-wise.
Oh, yes. I'm all there, cough-drop-wise.
Jimmy.
Won't you sit down, Mr. Mortimer?
Oh, thank you. You're very kind. Well, this is most convivial, I must say.
Ah, it is, isn't it? Would you care for a wee drop of scotch?
Well, thank you indeed.
Have a bottle of ginger ale. Have 2 bottles of ginger ale. Have all the ginger ale you want.
Well, it's very kind of you, my boy.
Oh, not really, sir. I get threatened a bottle for taking the empties back.
Jimmy, you've been warned about not speaking till you're spoken to.
Here's your drink, Mr. Mortimer.
Thank you. Oh, I need it after the morning I've had. Rushing about, hiring a car, police station, most annoying and irritating, blood pressure-wise.
Yes, I noticed you hadn't got your usual car. What happened to it?
Oh, it's being repaired. Yesterday afternoon, leaving the office, I had a most annoying experience. A difference of opinion with some lout on a motorcycle.
Hey, Alfie's one of them.
Be quiet, Jimmy. What happened with this fellow, Mr. Mortimer?
He ran right across my path when I had the right of way. I braked, you know, managed to stop, but not before contact had been made.
You mean you and the bike collided?
Yes, most distressing. Left several large scratches all over my bodywork.
Well, nobody will notice if you don't go in the Turkish baths. Oh, me leg!
Sorry, Jimmy, dear. This man on the bike, he wasn't hurt, was he, Mr. Mortimer?
No, but my feelings were. When I remonstrated with him, he was most uncivil, language-wise. Still, what can you expect from some young thug who goes round with a skull and crossbones painted on his crash helmet?
A skull and crossbones? Oh, dear.
Oh, yes, but this is one little pirate who'll be walking his own plank by the time I've finished with him. I took the number of his motorcycle and reported him to the police. Oh, yes, I'll make it hot for Mr. NKY4521.
Hey, Grandad. Isn't that Alfie's?
No, I didn't hear him.
An absolute delinquent he was. Typical of some of the ton-up hooligans, as I believe they are called. Still, I did have the pleasure of seeing that I wasn't the only one to suffer damage-wise.
Why? Was the motorbike damaged?
Well, just as he rode away, I noticed his lamp was broken.
Hey, that's funny. Alfie said, no!
I'm
sorry, Jim. I was just moving the chairs around.
Yes, but, Grandad, I want to tell you something. Auntie-wise.
Would you know this man if you saw him again, then?
Oh, I'd know that face anywhere, and I'd certainly recognise his raucous voice when I heard it again. Anyway, let's forget that villain. He's got his troubles still to come.
By the minute he walks through that door.
Hadn't we better start lunch,
Another
Father?
Drink, Mr. Mortimer.
Pardon?
Granted.
Susan, I'd like to see you in the kitchen.
Yes, about lunch, you mean, Grandad.
Hey, but wait a minute. Alfie isn't...
Isn't here yet. You're right. You come with us, Jimmy.
But I'll deal with the lunch.
No, Pat. You look after our guest and give Mr. Mortimer another drink, whiskey-wise.
Oh, well, thank you. Most kind of you.
This is terrible. Terrible it is.
You're right, Grandad. He's on his second glass of whiskey already.
Oh, shut up. Oh, Grandad, if Alfie comes here and meets Mr. Mortimer, we've both had our jobs.
Ah, well, we'll make sure he doesn't come here. At least Jimmy will.
Me?
Yes, that's why I brought you out. Now get off to Alfie's and don't let him come round till we've had our lunch and Mr. Mortimer's gone.
But what about my lunch? I'm rumbling already, tummy-wise.
Look, you have your lunch at the little cafe down the road. I'll give you the money.
That's a good idea, because you're sure to give the game away and tell Mr. Mortimer it was Alfie who ran into him.
Look, wait a minute. There's something I want to... How much will you give me, Grandad?
3 shillings. That's how much lunch costs at the little cafe.
Oh, no, it wouldn't be right. I'm not going to do anything dishonest. Not for 3 bob.
Grandad, give him 4, the little blackmailer.
That's nice, when I'm giving up my mum's pork chops to save your bacon. Anyway, 4 bob's no good to me, I'm a big eater. I think Alfie should come round here and sort it out with Mr. Mortimer.
Look, here's 5 shillings, now will you go?
Could you make it 7 and 6?
7 and 6 pence for a lunch.
Well, I'm a big tipper as well.
I don't want to go in a cafe for my dinner. I was going to your house. Susan invited me.
Well, she's changed her mind. She doesn't want you. That's why you've got to take me to the cafe.
Did Susan say that?
She said they didn't want you in the house and I had to tell you.
Oh, all this just because I didn't pick her up by her hair. I mean, I better pick her up. Her up. To go and get her hair done.
Well, she didn't say that.
No, that's what she meant.
Well, never mind. We'll be better in the cafe than sitting in our house, listening to daft old Mortimer.
Yeah, him. Yeah, I was supposed to meet him, Susan's boss.
That's right, her boss, work-wise. He's stuffing himself, dinner-wise. I hope he doesn't look at our Susan, face-wise. Or it might make him ill, sick-wise.
Yeah, what? Oh, I don't get you.
That's because you're here body-wise, but you're still at home brain-wise.
Look, I don't know what you're saying, but if you say it again, I'll thump you.
I'm just saying come to the cafe for your dinner.
I'm not hungry. I'm too upset.
Well, come and watch me eat.
No, I don't want to watch you eat. I've been to the monkey house.
Oh, yes. How are all your relations?
Now, don't try to be clever. Look, if you want to go in a cafe, you go, but I'm not coming with you.
Well, how do you like it, Alfie? It's an Indian cafe, this.
Ah, no, I can smell it. The curry, I mean. Do you like Indian food, then?
I don't know. I've never had any. But it must be all right. One lad in our class never has anything else.
Who's he?
They call him Mustafa Ben Ali.
Shut up. Call one of them waiters over and order your food.
Just a minute. All the writing on this is foreign.
Of course it's foreign. It's Indian. This is an Indian restaurant. If it were a French restaurant, the menu would be in French. A Greek restaurant in Greek.
An Italian restaurant?
An Italian, of course.
And a vegetarian restaurant in vegetarian.
Exactly. Belt up. Look, I'll tell you what everything is. Now, what do you want to know?
Well, which one of these means egg and chips?
Egg and chips isn't an Indian dish.
Why, don't they have hens in India?
Look, here's a waiter. Pick one of them Indian meals and tell him.
Oh, all right. Garson?
Please, I am wanting very much
cut off these vindaloo and chips.
All right, cut out the comedy. What do you want, mate?
I tell you, you talk funny for an Indian.
Oh, there's two of you out here, is there? Are you asking for a fic here?
No, he just wants a cup of tea.
What do you want?
Well, please, I want to please very much, very much. I want Bombay duck, curry biryani, and a soup of vindaloo and chips. Prima tabi. Well, please don't be wasting our time. Go and find somebody who does.
But he doesn't know how to order proper. Look, I'll tell you what, give him that and that.
Right. And if he starts any more nonsense, he can have something to go with it. A mouthful of knuckles.
Alfie, I think you've upset him.
Look, just keep quiet and eat your food when it comes.
Wait a minute. What did you ask for?
That and that.
You what? Curry chicken with... poppadoms? I didn't know chickens had poppadoms. Hey, and what's this? Boona, keema and pickle walnuts? They're trying to get me drunk. I want egg and chips.
They don't have egg and chips.
Well, what about all these chickens they've got? Don't tell me all they lay is poppadoms.
Look, you wanted Indian food, so you're getting it. And don't annoy that waiter again, or you'll be on the menu.
Listen, you ordered it.
And you'll eat it.
And you'll pay for it.
I will not.
Well, here comes the waiter. You tell him to take it back.
Here you are. Curry chicken and that pickle walnut stuff you ordered. All right.
Well, my friend who ordered this has something to ask you. Haven't you, Alfie?
Yeah, but no, well, that's it.
You have changed your mind, have you? You're not trying to make me look like an idiot, are you?
No, I couldn't do that.
Now that you've brought all this, my friend here wants you to take it...
To bring me the bill.
Oh, all right, if you're in, Harry. But don't you want a cup of tea?
No, I want my head seen too. I mean, yeah, but I'll have a cup of tea, please.
Make your mind up. What a game. I should never have left the Duke of Wellington.
The Duke of Wellington?
Yeah, the best pub in London.
Look, I don't care what you say, I'm going to see Susan and settle this.
You can't go in yet, his car's still here. Look, we'll have a walk around the block to work that dinner off.
Yeah, but I didn't have any dinner.
Well, you can work up an appetite for your tea.
Yeah, see, I'm going in your house now. Have you got a key or do I ring the bell?
Oh, no, Luke. We'll go round the back then.
Well, I must be away. Cheery-ho, everyone.
Goodbye, Mr. Mortimer, and thank you.
Goodbye, Mr. Mortimer.
I do hope you'll come and see us again.
At the first possible opportunity, I assure you. Oh, hello, young man.
Oh, hello, Mr. Mortimer.
Oh, Grandad, he's brought Alfie back.
The wee devil.
Oh, you're Alfie, are you?
Yes, Susan's boyfriend. Well, I think I am. Well, I was before dinner, but she told Jimmy I couldn't have any, so that's why I've come back to find out.
How I see. Well, I don't really, but I gather you've had a little trouble romance-wise.
Yes, so Romeo's come round to see his little Juliet, balcony-wise.
Jimmy, come in here.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'll be away. Don't stand at the door. It's rather chilly. Cheery-ho, Mr. Hall. Nice to have met you.
Yes, cheery-ho.
Come in the house, the pair of you.
I don't understand. Why didn't he say anything to Alfie?
Yes, Susan. Does Mr. Mortimer usually wear glasses?
No, Mother.
Well, how is it he didn't recognize you, Alfie?
Why should he? He'd never seen me before in his life.
Look, don't start telling lies. He saw you quite clearly when you ran into his car with your motorbike.
Well, never mind that. Did you enjoy yourself with old Mortimer, nosebag-wise?
It's no use pretending, Alfie. When you ran into Mr. Mortimer's car with your bike yesterday, he took the number of your bike and also noticed your crash helmet with the skull and crossbones on it. Oh, I mean, you admitted you had an accident and broke your headlamp.
Yeah, but I didn't run into his car. When I was getting my bike out of our shed, the door swung back and smashed my light. Jimmy will tell you.
Anybody fancy a game of draughts?
Shut up. Alfie, how would Jimmy know about the shed door?
Well, he was holding it open. That's why we had to go to the pictures on the bus.
It was you Jimmy went to the pictures with?
Yes, well, now we've settled that, let's all have a cup of tea, eh? I'll put the kettle on.
Come here. Alfie, if you weren't riding your bike yesterday, how could it have run into Mr. Mortimer's car? Yeah.
Oh, that'd be Cyril Hopkins from the garage. He come and collected it to mend the light. And now I remember, he borrowed me crash helmet.
So that's what happened. It was Cyril Hopkins riding your bike. Well, no wonder we all got the wrong idea, ma'am.
Well, I don't know how you got the wrong idea. You were at our house when Cyril Hopkins come and took the bike away, just before we went to the pictures.
You little twister. You knew all the time it wasn't Alfie, but you took 7 and 6 off me to keep him away from the house.
7 and 6?
Yes, to pay for his lunch.
Yeah, I paid for Jimmy's lunch.
What?
Alfie Hall, Manchester's answer to the Mersey Tunnel. Mouthwise.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, and Diana Day as Susan, with Brian Truman as Mr. Mortimer and Tony Melody as the waiter. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the Kid himself.
Well, here are the answers to the three questions you must all be asking yourselves. 1, did I get smacked? No, because they had to admit I only did to them what they were trying to do to Mr. Mortimer, only I did it better. 2, did my grandad get the 7 and 6 back? No, he got 5 bob and a frog I bought off Ozzy. 3, did I pay Alfie back for the lunch he bought me? No, but I'm going to buy his lunch in 5 minutes' time when the hot dog man arrives.
And there's another question. Will you all be listening to me next week? The answer is no, because we won't be on. Yeah, this is the last show in this series. Well, I don't know how you feel about it, but I know how we all feel. Thank you.